B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Last night, before America, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens exposed the many, many flaws that the New England Patriots already had. In fact, I believe they were the most flawed 8-0 team this league might have ever seen. Because we couldn't really see the flaws until last night. Mm-hmm. And I got to compliment Nick Boyle, the tight end for the Ravens, because he took a shot last week and he was right. He backed it up because he said that defense has not seen anything yet like our offense, and he was dead on right.
There you go. The victory lap happening across the country today. Everyone's enjoying themselves. I'm going to enjoy this part of it. The Patriots are going to circle the wagons now. They have real, real second guessing and real hate to use as motivation now. They've been trying to manufacture it all year long. Now you've got real highlights to string together of people telling you, Kyle Van Noy and others, you guys suck. You're overrated. That's what these guys are all saying on ESPN and FS1 and the Nick Wrights and Chris Carter if he ever gets off suspension. Yeah, you know, all these guys. As you just heard, Skip Bayless this morning. There's going to be plenty of material from these guys this week.
Yep.
So they can string it all together.
I believe they were the most flawed 8-0 team this league might have ever seen.
Oh, God.
Why don't you yap on it for 3 weeks then?
Tell me about the other 8-0 teams in the history of the league, Skip. Do you have a rundown of all the 8-0 teams over the years and what their flaws were? Such a nonsensical statement.
Talking about for 8 weeks how pissy the quarterback is, and he's not happy with the way things are going, and the offense is sputtering and all that. Yeah, we know they've had flaws.
Name four other 8-0 teams over the years, Skip. Just name, give me
you
like.
Think Skip even knows the 49ers?
Rattle off like three or four. Not the 49ers this year. Give me some of the other ones from previous years and what some of their strengths were. What is that?
He has to go that far on the defense because he's that so far ridiculous. The other way with Brady, and he's so invested in the Brady stuff on one side, he's got to go the other way on the defense if they lose a game. That's how the game's played with him. All those guys. They all have their takes. They all have their
defense.
Takes.
That was 8-0 team. That wasn't defense.
Every comment he made was about defense. The defense.
Okay.
Well, he's crafting it because he can't go against Brady. It's like those guys have their guys, and they can't go against their guys. They back themselves in their corner, and they have to use their takes just like that against their own takes. They have to go opposite their own takes to prove themselves right, ultimately.
The most flawed 8-0 team ever, which would make them then the most flawed 8-1 team ever now. They're a very flawed 8-1 team, according to Skip. Very flawed. They got a lot of problems. So that's part of the question today. You think those problems from last night are going to continue to plague them? Tough matchup last night. I don't think they're going to see another team like Baltimore again in the regular season. I don't think the Patriots would want to see Baltimore again in the playoffs, though. I don't think it would go the same. I don't think it would be the same type of game, but it's a good team. Bad matchup. That's what they are. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Let's get to some of your calls. Pete's in Delaware. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Pete?
I agree with you. You're not going to see another team like the Ravens. And the best part about Bayless is his beloved Cowboys coming to Foxborough in a couple of weeks. So we'll see how flawed his team is and if he's opening his mouth after that.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about that last night, too. Cowboys will be the next thing, the next Ravens that you face. And Dak isn't anywhere near what Lamar can do on the ground.
Not even close. And they have Jason Witten as the tight end. They don't have nearly what they have in Baltimore. But hey, Zoe, Con Air is a great movie.
I agree.
Movie.
Thank you, Pete.
Not a good movie, a great movie. It's got everything. It's got violence.
It's got everything you need.
It's got family. I mean,
you have the guy with diabetes on the plane, all that stuff.
I cried at the end. I mean, when he gives the stuffed animal to the little rabbit to his girl, and she doesn't know what to do, then he embraces him.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you got the music. It was like another, you know, you could put Richard Marx in there.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up Richard Marks. So
I know where this is going. Go.
Saw Mike Reese yesterday. We're doing game day. We do it each and every Sunday, regardless of kickoff time. 11:30 a.m. each and every Sunday. And Mike and I walk over to the stadium, M&T Bank Stadium. We're staying down in Inner Harbor. He's at the Marriott where we were. So we walk over together. And we actually had one person roll the window down and say, "Hey, it's Danny DeVito and Schwarzenegger from Twins." So I look at him and I look at you, little. I said, "Hey, how's your night go last night? I thought you were coming in last night."
Yes.
Yeah. Au contraire, change of plans. Early flight this morning, meaning yesterday. I go, "Why? Day with the family?" He goes, "Yeah, good day with the family. But, I had to go see John Waite." Mike is a live music buff, meaning he will look up odd venues. And he brought out, took out his phone and started to play the live version of this. And we just stood there, along with Levin Reed, and we just sang all the lyrics together.
Levin's got to be a good singer.
Levin's got to be an octave below
Levin,
you guys.
Levin had the bass. And there's Diana Rossini over there, ESPN. They're all looking over. They're like, "What the hell's going on? These people from Boston are weird." And Mike says, "No, I always catch my breath.
Still standing here.
Where what?
Man, you're miles away. And I'm wondering why you left."
Yep.
There's a you know what, though?
Missing you headlines.
Yes. Yes. You know what? I hear your name in certain circles. You know what I mean?
You know what it does, Hardy?
Who makes it smile? If you miss her, what makes you smile?
It always makes me smile.
Listen. I get my time doing what? Thinking about you. Yeah. And it's
almost... I don't know that this really lends itself to headlines.
I ain't missing.
Oh, I think it does. Let's get to the chorus. So
yes. You know why, Beetle? I ain't missing you at all. Yeah, missing you. What? Since you've been gone. Away.
I ain't missing you.
Look at Hardy's brain working.
Missing you.
Trying to figure out how to do it.
He's already got the lyrics.
No matter
what Tuca say.
All right.
In the garden. Yeah. Getting some high sticking tonight. Yeah. He got a cross check down in the corner.
And Chara won't lose this
That's
fight.
Do you know where he went to see him? Woonsocket. A little theater in Woonsocket.
Reese did?
Reese. He's a freak.
I tell you what, you take a date to this show, this could also lead to some gentle missionary later on in the night.
Imagine it. Ooh. Richard Marks. And Rick Springfield a week ago, John Waite, Saturday night, delayed the trip to Baltimore.
Maybe a nice hug at the end of the date.
Right? Not out of line to have Richard Marks at the end of Con Air, because when you're coming out of the joint, you ready to get all freaky with it, or are you willing to engage in some gentle missionary for you?
It's amazing what Con Air just did.
When you, you know, finally get back together with your long lost
Coming
love.
Up next, we're giving away yet another four-pack of passes to a spring kickoff event with kicker Steven Goskowski and Zoe, presented by Scotties. We'll do that giveaway coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The script turp, which is a on the helmet, which is a favorite of those in the past.
I love that look. That's a really clean look. Maybe they can play a little bit like those mid-80s teams, right, with the fringe?
Yes. This would be a quarter, bit of a quarterback factory.
Yeah,
here.
Neil O'Donnell, yep. Wilbur.
Scott Zolak, sub Zo.
You can't forget Zolak.
Second and four.
Scott Zolak, sub Zo.
Sub Levy. Greasy.
Caller three right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985 will score four passes to a spring kickoff kit event with kicker Steven Goskowski and Scott Zolak, presented by Scotties, the official tissue of the New England Patriots. This, by the way, does not have to be kids. It's for people of all ages. So all ages welcome on this one. 4-pack of tickets. Caller 3.
Welcome.
617-931-0985. Get on it. Zoe will be there.
Scott Zolak.
Scott
Zoe.
Scott Zolak himself. Zolak,
second and four.
Mike is in Quincy on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, Mike.
Mike, go ahead.
Mikey.
How's it going, guys?
How's he doing, daughter?
My hat goes off to that kid last night. Hell of a performance, running around looking like an animal. But I can't see that happening for another 10 games to carry them to a Super Bowl. That's almost physically impossible.
But I don't think their defense is good enough to do that for them. But
yeah,
they can win that division, and they could be one hell of an opponent in a wild card round
and, that's,
and divisional round.
That's not how I would describe that anyway. It's like he was methodical. He wasn't running around like all willy-nilly. Sometimes
these were not scramble plays.
He's picking out seams and nice combination of speed and patience. Sometimes you wait for that hole to open up a little bit more, and all of a sudden he's through it, and I'm, oof.
That's the toughest thing being a Patriot, too, because you have that target every week, and that team had 2 weeks to get ready for you. That was a perfectly scripted and called game by Greg Roman. Roman knew exactly what to do and how to not get him in trouble. And at times, he almost got himself in trouble. He got lucky. He tried to give it to you 3 times off deflections. Threw one to Adam Butler right in his chest.
Yeah,
hit him square in his chest. That's how low his trajectory is on his football.
So those pop-ups, you know, the one
Van Noy had no clue what a ball was.
Yeah, the one he threw off the back of his own guy's helmet. Yeah. In the first 8 weeks, every one of those balls comes down into the hands of a Patriots defender.
Yeah.
Not last night. And the other, I mean, that first third down, you know, where he scrambled out and threw that pass, couldn't believe he caught it. That thing doesn't get caught in the first 8 weeks, but it did last night.
Yep.
Kept that first drive alive. And
he had a perfect first drive. He had all the confidence in the world after that first drive.
Yeah. After that, he wasn't running around like a crazy person.
He made a couple good, like, delayed key runs bouncing off tackle, whether left or right.
Sometimes it was just cutting back. He cut back to his left on one. My knees hurt watching that.
So freaking quick.
Oh.
So freaking quick.
Good grief.
Yeah, people are saying, you got Van Noy out in space. They put the young kid in. No, Van Noy's fast.
Yeah.
This kid's just lightning quick.
Right. You don't expect to see that from a quarterback.
Brian in Baltimore. Hi, Brian.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
What's up, though?
What's up, man?
How about Lamar treat you last night? Did you get your crab cakes?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, I thought the Patriots should screen the Ravens more, man. They can't stop the screen at all. I'm telling you.
Who
can? I'm not sure how much Ravens you've watched. And Lamar doesn't take hits like RG3 and all them other guys he's compared to. He's smart, man. He's really smart. Really impressive to watch him. And what's up with Brady's on the sideline, man? Just looking like a bitch. Like, just whining and put his hand in his head. And what is all that?
Oh, he has a process he goes through every single game on a sideline. And he goes over. And he sits down. And he goes over everything with Josh on the iPad or the Surface. And Stidham sits there. Hoyer used to sit there in an upside-down Gatorade bucket. Puts his helmet right on the thing behind it. And he patiently sits there and stares at his feet, waiting for the next series, thinking about what he's going to do next. I don't think that's being a bitch.
That's the last thing I thought of.
He almost threw that on the Surface yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
what would be the proper...
But he was just mad. I mean,
what would be the proper display of emotion over there for our last caller? What should he do? Remain stoic? Should he be studious? He was pissed. Saw something on the tablet he didn't like, almost threw it down.
I don't even know when that was in the game. I just assumed that was after his interception.
I didn't see that in real time.
You know what, Jim? I thought the same thing on that interception.
I wonder if it was
though.
Even from this game.
I do wonder because when he threw that ball, Earl Thomas took off like a deep center fielder. He looked like Mookie Betts tracking that ball. He took off. I wonder if Brady's vision to him was blocked. Because Sanu was in the inside slot going vertical with somebody next to him. And I don't know if Brady just thought, I'm going to try and get this to him and let him go get it. I don't know if he saw Thomas. That's what he could be pissed at. But like I said, the interceptions are like bad.
Bad ones.
Derek in Foxborough on Lamar Jackson.
Make my day.
Yeah, Zoe, I agree with you 100%. Con Air is an amazing movie. Hardy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes.
Just that opening opening scene with Dave Chappelle's character, Pinball, when he sets the guy on fire and then gets thrown out of the plane, that's an amazing scene.
I agree.
But on Jackson...
cinematic genius.
You and Derek.
He's in a speak.
The guy just wins. I mean, he's 12-3 as a starter. In two of those three losses... were at Kansas City against Mahomes, one of the toughest teams and places to play. So take those out. He's 12-1 as a starter, and he should definitely be in the MVP conversation. I mean, it might not be the sexiest brand of football, like, you know, Brady plays, but he just wins.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty sexy in his own way.
Maybe you two could go to the movies together. Go
Derek
to
and I'd watch Patriots. I'd watch Con Air with you.
Patriot plays some Foxborough.
We could do a viewing.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Derek. You have a good day, pal.
All right, you too.
Thank you for your support on the Con Air conversation. Not a lot of people with Hardy on this one. You notice that?
Well, you've had two people call up and support you.
Ken and Derek.
Ken and Lowell and Derek and Fox.
What do you think, Barb?
Different demographics, Ken and Derek, huh?
Yeah.
The movie spans all.
You know what?
I have no idea.
I need a lady.
It has mass appeal, Jim.
I need a woman commentary on this. Like, I need Barb and Beverly or something. You know, just to... give me an endorsement.
I want to know
nuts.
What Con Air did at the box office. Oh, it did well.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
$224 million back in 97 was a good number.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
A lot of people went to see it.
Oh, sucky movies do that? I don't think so.
Every weekend. Yep. Yeah. They do.
What's She's All That? That's another bad movie that was good.
What's She's All That?
It was with the dude that died, the racist Porsche, Paul Walker.
I never
and Lainey Boggs.
I didn't see them.
Remember, she was an artist, and he like made her all sexy.
No,
No. Must have missed that.
No.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. Come on.
No.
Lainey. Yes. What about the Karate Kid movies? Like 2 and 3 weren't that great, but they're good movies.
Another one of those you liked was Can't Hardly Wait.
Can't Hardly Wait. Bad movie. I'd watch it all day. Yeah. What's up? Yeah. Remember, Whataburger?
It's not the question as to whether or not you would watch it.
I
watch bad movies all the time.
Bad movies, but good movie.
But I'm secure enough to admit that I'm watching a bad movie.
Barry Manilow.
Whereas your insecurity prohibits you from admitting that you're watching something that is at its core sucky.
Jim. Con Air is an amazing movie.
Thank you. What was the name of the kid who came back from college? Remember he's sitting there, Jim? He's talking to him. Look at you, man.
Doesn't know what you're talking about.
Can't Hardly Wait.
You're talking about Ben from The Graduate.
No.
Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah, Jerry O'Connell came back. He's like, man.
You ever seen The Graduate, though?
Yeah. Don't break up with it.
So, you ever watched The Graduate?
No. Another bad movie? See, Lanny's got it here. He's with me on this. Steven Seagal movie. Bad movie, but good.
I don't think Hey, Beetle, you think The Graduate would hold up if we went home and watched it tonight?
Yeah, I think it does.
All right. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I think parts of it would.
Kelsey Grammer, Down Periscope. Bad movie, good.
Movie.
Down Periscope.
You just said it's a bad movie, but you won't say that about Con Air.
But you want bad movies.
That's the whole point of this.
That are good. You asked me for bad movies.
No,
they're good.
Talented cast that made a bad movie.
That one. That's a good movie, though. Yeah, we're off topic.
Graduate has some universal themes, Hardy, so it holds up.
Oh, yeah, it does.
One word. Plastics. let's go to Jim in Connecticut. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, how you doing, so?
Hey,
what's up, Jimmy? Where you been?
Oh, I've been to St. Thomas and St. John's. It's not the church, it's the islands.
Oh, very nice.
Ah, high roller.
Yeah, but...
you walk back, you're out of breath.
Incidentally, it's not what I called in about, but the greatest bad movie ever written was Animal House.
That's not
what we talking about. It's one of the greatest movies ever written.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, and the baddest scene was in...
What about when they cut the horse's legs off?
Huh?
What about when they cut the horse's legs off in Dee Warmer's office?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, my best scene with a horse was when Alex Karras punched out the horse with one blow.
That's Blazing Saddles, yeah.
And Blazing Saddles, yeah.
That was a good one. All right, thank you.
Yeah, well, no, I call about football, though.
All right.
Oh, what do you got?
Quickly.
Okay, one redeeming that value in yesterday's game, I thought that Mohamed Sanu, is that his name?
Yes.
As I thought he played very well.
He stepped up.
He had a good second game.
He had a very good second game. Things are trending in the right direction for him. He certainly earned Tom Brady's trust last night. Hardy has headlines. One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150. Hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Good morning, football.
Whoa, 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 football. What the hell is this? I thought everything went as it should.
Good morning, football.
Yeah, it really can. Really can.
I'm a picking and I'm a grinning.
Good morning, football.
Here's an interesting nugget for you, Zoe. Remember Marty McSorley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that Marty McSorley was one of the co-pilots in Con Air?
I said that.
Oh, you did?
Someone said that. I brought it up. I said, that's a kid from Penn State, quarterback.
Huh. Oh, that's Trace McSorley.
Marty McSorley.
Not hockey, literally him.
Hockey player.
Former Bruin.
I didn't know that. Like, real?
Marty McSorley, former one-time Bruin, the guy who...
He got hit.
Took the stick to Donald Brashear's head.
Oh, my God.
Remember, tomahawk chopped him in the side of the head?
In a head.
One-time Bruin's dirtbag, Marty McSorley, was a co-pilot in that movie.
Badass. More villains in that movie, man. Look at that. Look at them all.
Oh, yeah. That's him.
John Malkovich was so good.
We got an email from a listener that just told me this, and now I can't find. I accidentally deleted the email. I want to give credit to that listener, and I apologize. I'll find it.
Can I give you my equivalent of this? And I'll admit it's a bad movie.
What? Sure.
Armageddon made a ton of money at the box office. I watch that movie all the time.
Amazing movie.
Yeah.
Great soundtrack.
It's a bad movie, but I love it.
I like when they round them all up. They find them all at their little hole-in-the-wall things that they do.
Let me tell you something that I'm not afraid to admit. At the end, Billy Bob Thornton walks up, and he goes up to Liv Tyler and says, I just want to shake the hand of the
Frank
daughter.
Frank the Tank sent me that. I apologize, Frank.
Says, I want to shake the hand of the daughter of the bravest man I ever met.
Okay.
I don't want to lose your eyes.
Gets me every time.
Frank the Tank.
But it's a bad movie. I know it's a bad movie.
And I don't.
Thank you, Frank.
Who thought of bringing a gun in space? Space madness.
Space dementia.
Space dementia. Then they were testing them all in that room. What's this picture? Right
people now? Voted for that over the weekend, by the way. Armageddon.
That's a good one.
Best talent to quality ratio in a movie.
See, I honestly think Con Air is a better movie than Armageddon.
Steve Buscemi is a
more realistic
common factor in a lot of these, a lot of talent in a movie. The movie itself sucks.
Don't you think Con Air had
better
plot?
He's been in a lot of great things and a lot of terrible things.
Exactly. Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah. So he's great.
He's in Adam Sandler movies. He's in Big Daddy, right? Doesn't he play the homeless guy in Big Daddy?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. That's not a good role for a good actor.
Nope.
What's he doing? Paying the bills.
Not at all. What do you want me to go to?
A third one.
You want Pauly in the truck? That would be Pauly and Denham, who called pregame last night.
I didn't hear this.
I informed him last night that All Saints Day was 2 days ago. It's now 3 days ago.
I thought that was Columbus Day.
No, All Saints Day.
Is Columbus Day the Italian day? Return.
Good news for you, Pauly, is that Zoe is still in your camp. He still thinks Gronk is coming back, too.
Definitely. By the time we play the Ravens again, we'll have Wynn, Harry, a little bit seasoned Harry, and
seasoned be better when you got now.
And this time. But I tell you, before I get to my point, the two greatest movies of all, the greatest movie of all time is The Sound of Music. My favorite movie is To Hell and Back. And I have a picture of
this has nothing to do with your favorite or best. We're talking about bad movies.
The best movie I'm talking about, well, I'm just throwing a couple of quickies in there. I get a picture of
my favorite football player, Dick Butkus.
On my refrigerator, okay? To Hell and Back, so watch it.
Hang up.
All right, no, don't do that. I gotta get to my point. All right, here we go. All right, three plays though. The three situations, two plays and one situation that changed the momentum in that game. The three big ones. The first one was the 3rd and 7 on the first series of downs when Van Noy had him around the hips, was ready to take him down. He threw the ball off downs. The guy made the great catch to keep the drive alive. That got him off and running. The second situation was go down when he threw that over that back shoulder pass to James White down to the 4-yard line with a little time left on the clock in the first half. He should have ran the ball down their throats. That was the time to hit back and get real physical with them. You know I'm a big fan of that. Punishing the opposition on the way in the end zone and run that football. They should have turned the tables on and hammered them and tied that score going in. All right, 4 downs if you had to. Okay, the third play was the fumble by Edelman. That reminded me of when he went to the well against Gronkowski in Denver with the guy that dropped the punt that night, and he it was a kill your buddy pass when 38 was wide open coming out of the backfield that night. He was when Edelman got up from the play before he fumbled, I said he's gassed. He's gassed. What does he do? He goes right back to the well. When Ben Watson had torn, I'm watching the TV, and Ben Watson throws a block. He faked the block on his guy and released. Faked the guy right out of his sneakers, and he was wide open. He's fresh as a daisy. What does he do? Instead of faking the helmet and going to Watson, he drove.
I can't understand what he's saying there. Do you understand what he's saying there?
Sorry for the take
over. Went back to Edelman. He's gassed.
Terrible. Can't understand that. Why you're yelling?
Long one, James White.
You can make that point without yelling.
I'm a big fan of that.
It just sounds terrible. Can't make out what you're saying.
Take one more.
He's screaming into your phone.
Damn it.
Anthony and Quincy.
Wasn't Billy Bob Thornton asked to shake Liv Tyler's hand? It was the other guy. Thank you, John.
Oh, the guy who is. Hold on. The guy who is.
There's another astronaut.
Yeah, it's the guy.
The captain of the ship,
the guy who was in House of Cards.
Yeah, he was the actual pilot.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's in House of Cards. I didn't watch it. But yeah.
Wasn't he in that movie?
Who ripped the patch off? AJ ripped the patch off, right?
Yeah, Anthony's in Quincy. Anthony.
Gave the patch to AJ.
Good afternoon, guys. I have a pair of Patriots questions for you, but I think we need to go back to Con Air for a second. You guys are overlooking the fact that there are so many good, bad movies. Not everything needs to be Citizen Kane or Schindler's List.
You can't
rewatch those movies all the time.
Not the Pianist.
Con Air is so memorable that you Cyrus the Virus and Put the Bunny in the Box. And
let me ask you a question, because this is what all gets back to. Is it a good movie?
No, he didn't state it was a good movie. He said,
you keep saying it's a good movie.
Definition of good. I think of a good movie as a movie that I'm going to sit down and watch, basically, if it's on.
Bingo.
Fifth Element is a good, bad movie. Top Gun is a good, bad movie.
Okay, so it's a bad movie. Thank you. You just answered my question.
Bad.
Yes, it's a bad movie.
Again, no, because there are bad movies that I just won't watch. I certainly won't.
I understand that. And there are good movies you won't watch either. This is a bad movie that you'll watch.
You started that.
That's what you just said.
I totally agree.
You just said it. It's a bad movie.
Should have done it.
It's a bad movie.
Tweet put out.
Okay. By good meaning, you'll watch it. Yeah, but it's a bad movie.
Then you retweet
me. There are a ton of bad movies that I'll watch.
Good movie or bad movie.
What?
I said we need to broaden the definition of a good movie.
I don't think we do.
But let me hit you with my Patriots question, because I really am curious here. The opening drive for the Ravens, where they were going to have a field goal, and then we got the encroachment penalty, and it reset them, and they got the touchdown out of it. I thought it was pretty clear that the center for the Ravens threw his head back. And I know that he's the center, but jerky motions are supposed to be part of the rule, and it clearly drew. It just felt a little gamey, and it looked like it upset.
That's what New England does. They bit you with it. You taste your own damn medicine.
It's the same thing the Pats do.
Yep. And if they missed it, they missed it. I didn't see it. I didn't see the head bob. I was watching Calhoun. They called it on Collins. It wasn't on Collins. It was on Calhoun. Calhoun stepped
in. Fixed it in the box.
Yeah.
They corrected it. Let's get to today's takeaways. They are coming up next, and it was not the guy from House of Cards. It was somebody else. So correct myself on that. Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, today's takeaways are brought to you by A Week in 180 Weight Loss. You've heard all the success stories of myself, my man Sarge, Dr. Carmen, that kid from our morning show that almost died, his dad makes meatballs, and a bunch of others. Become your own success story at AweekIn180WeightLoss.com.
Let's get right to it, shall we? Early in the show today, the calls are something
else. Good 2 hours of
calls. T-Bone strung them all together for us. A little montage, if you will. Bob's in Brimfield today.
You know, I wasn't surprised by this, and this happened before a couple years ago. Miami Foxborough ran that Wildcat offense with the same result. That game a couple seasons ago.
Well, it was many moons ago.
Wasn't that many.
11 years, Bob.
No.
Bob, 11 years, yes.
When your quarterback played for 20 years, I guess everything was a couple years ago.
Adam, who's in Nashua. Hi, Adam.
Unbelievable. I'm not kidding, man. Bet the Pats. Couple Bills. Maybe. Good amount. No, cheers. How many losses we got this year?
Hayden's in Boston.
Nothing looks solid to me.
Oh, bull crap.
What about the drive after the fumble?
You had two big boy drives.
But didn't score. That's the main thing.
They did.
Yeah, you're right on that. I'm sorry.
Tom is in Newton today. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, hey, guys. I think there was something wrong with my TV during the game last night because it looks like NBC was broadcasting the Eagles Super Bowl instead of the Ravens game. I mean, holy smokes.
Brandon's in Pembroke. Hi, Brandon.
Question. So, Michael Bennett, do you think he would have helped contain Lamar Jackson a little bit this game last night? Or
are you licking your finger and pushing it around the rim of a wine glass?
No.
Tim and Nashville wanted to talk about Winovich. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, Joe, Van Noy, his face was red.
Dave's in Arlington today. What's up, Dave?
How was your worry meter after Jacksonville last year?
I don't follow Jacksonville.
Are you a Pats fan?
No, I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay. Ken and Lowell.
If you start getting hysterical on the radio, then everybody's going to start ripping off their clothes and start having sex and looting and smashing windows. And everybody, you can't be getting hysterical.
I'm glad we got a chance to play Ken and Lowell again, because when you work on a bit, It sucks when it only gets played once. You put in all that time in it, and you just, it's once and it's out into the ether.
Especially if it blows up in your face first time you do it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, this one deserved to be heard again. So I'm glad we got a chance to listen to that one again.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that to go to waste.
No, never.
That type of material.
Ken and Lowell might be. He might be our best caller for a variety of reasons, but chief among them. He calls with the right amount of frequency, which is not all that frequently.
What do you think he looks like?
A couple few weeks. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
This fascinates me. Fascinates me about our listeners. Like, you put the voice.
I don't want to know.
And then I'll meet him face to face at a game, and I'm like, Jesus, I would not put you with your voice.
I don't want to know.
Like, I can't wait.
And it might even be calculated. He might be thinking to himself, you know what? I called twice in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. I'm not going to call for a month. You know,
like Paulie. We know what Paulie looks like. He's like, well, it's Paulie.
Yeah, well, we've met him.
Yeah. Hosts aren't listening today. Ooh. Zoe fully admits it in the middle of the show. Ooh.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Second play of the game, you said Edelman was wide open over the middle of the field. He threw it deep, deep past to Sanu, right?
So?
No? Checking your phone?
So?
What's that?
Jim, hi? Hello? Hi.
What's that, Jim?
This has been how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
I was checking.
Were you listening this time?
Yeah.
What play was he asking about?
That was second play of the game. Okay. They ran a crossing route.
Okay.
They forced the ball to Sanu. Edelman was wide ass open.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yep, twice that happened.
So we fixed it.
I thought Jim was talking about the interception. But I was trying to check on the question we were talking about. That's on me. Won't happen again.
Yeah. Somehow I doubt that.
Where's Jim in Connecticut? We didn't have anything from Jim in Connecticut?
No, but we do have...
Associate filling with you. They're a scene setter about the...
Justin Tucker.
Being a tenor.
He told us that Justin Tucker is quite the opera tenor, as he told us last night in pregame. So we followed up, and here's Justin Tucker.
I didn't know that.
Dude's got pipes.
The opera when Jim from The Office played it and Creed started to cry. I feel like Creed right now at The Office. I don't know what he's singing about, but man.
And this is why Soucy said in the pregame yesterday.
He's quite the opera tenor.
Yes.
Yes.
Not just an opera tenor, quite the opera tenor.
Right.
Because it's not enough to be.
My kid's quite the artist.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's going to be able to find work doing that.
Beatles kids are quite naughty.
When he's not playing football anymore, right? He could probably draw a paycheck doing that.
I would think.
I mean, I don't know who goes to the opera weddings. Anymore, but someone's paying
Justin
those people.
Justin Tucker appear sure. At weddings. Yeah.
Church? You know? Do weddings?
Church singing? Is that a racket? You make good living doing that?
You do like
what's
weddings
that movie? With, another bad movie. It was good. Steve Martin and with the Deborah Winger.
Oh, Leap of Faith.
Leap of Faith.
Yeah.
Hazel.
I like that movie.
It's a good one. That's not a bad one.
Doesn't it's one where Macaulay Culkin got bit by a bee. My Girl.
My Girl.
I never saw it.
You never, Dan Aykroyd?
Cried in that movie.
No.
Dan Aykroyd. Actually, a movie I like Dan Aykroyd in. About, he didn't be like a big freak on my Blues Brother. Watch me. I'm my Mr. Funny
what about
man.
Driving Miss Daisy?
Excellent, Nat.
Yeah, see?
Morgan Freeman was in that movie, too. Hello, Miss Daisy.
I wouldn't.
I liked when Miss Daisy, you got to eat your pumpkin pie. How can you not have pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's the last.
He went to visit her on Thanksgiving.
Last scene.
My favorite scene. The movie. And then when he had to pee, and she let him pee. She's like, "Get back in the car. Where you at?" She got scared.
Is that what she
then
said?
Then she appreciates him. A lot of good lessons in that movie.
Belger Mads are coming up next. I liked back him, tomorrow man. At 10 a.m. Zoe and I are Gillette.
You liked Hulk?
Hulk!
Have a great afternoon.
What a fine man, Ed Hulk.
Great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Jim Murray and Hardy next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Lamar Jackson takes the knee for the final time. And the Ravens savoring this win over the Patriots here in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, the second-year quarterback, leading the Ravens to their 12th win in his 15 starts. And again, 37 points tonight, including a defensive score against a Patriots defense that came in allowing only 7.6 points per game.
All right, hi everybody. Maz, how you doing?
Good, you?
Just peachy. Thank you so much. Coming to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios here in Dorchester. Let's discuss.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.